not the entire ancestry as such. Dynasty, yes, after all, father, father's father, there's a lineage, yeah, the dynasty, yeah. Not all the karma that they have done over the centuries, huh? That's very tough to say from that chart. Just maybe two or three generations up. Two generations to be precise. Okay, now these are the physical level. And I was just not talking about Trimshamsha, the 1 degree transit being so evil. So if I had a system of progression, any system of progression, let us say I use the what is popularly known as the transit of the sun and trying to map angles with evil planets. So if I were to progress the sun by 1 degree and take transits, this progression, as a method of timing, then only evil things can be timed with this. When will I have an accident? When will a dog bite me? The example I have given is a dog bite. A dog bit me. This is not a very pleasant thing to happen. So definitely I consider this evil, and I take this as a 1 degree, a Trimshamsha, evil transit. It is not a good thing. Of course, my brother refuses to accept the same thing. He loves dogs. So when his dog bit him, he said, oh, the dog just kissed me. That's how you look at it, maybe. But in real life, become more rational in astrology. What is bad. Don't try to eyewash it. No point. If I were to time somebody's marriage, I can take a Navamsha transit and time it. There are other methods. I'm not going to the detailed calculations now. But divisional charts give us a direct hint, a direct clue to what is happening when. Who is coming in? Who is going out? A clear-cut focus. Of course, I've done more on this in the Ireland conference, and I think I'll collect the tapes from Pearl. So I'll leave that part here now, and I will go into what is known as Karakas, significators. I will touch this and a few more concepts in Vedic astrology. Karaka, how many of you have heard of Karakas? Everybody. Oh, okay. So it should be just immediate question. I'll ask a few questions, you give the answers, so I know that you are very sure. Who is the Karaka for intelligence? Let's start from the corner. Jerry, the Karaka significator for intelligence. Pardon? Jupiter, right. Okay. Who is the Karaka for spirituality? Ketu. Okay. Who is the Karaka for spouse? Jupiter. Yeah, you are right. Yeah, lady answering should say, that's right. You are very right. I thought I'll catch you on the wrong foot. Who is the Karaka for entertainment? Venus. Who is the Karaka for brother?
Mars.
Elder brother?
Saturn.
Jupiter.
Nah, I know. Okay, tell me. Saturn. How many say Jupiter? How many say Saturn?
Saturn.
Saturn. Saturn. Saturn. Saturn. Saturn. Okay, significator for Koban is Mars. There's no doubt about that. Saturn can indicate elders, and Gemini uses Saturn. Yeah, because Gemini was in Kali Yuga. So perhaps he's right in that, perhaps. Pardon? No, not really. See, there's a difference between a Jupiter and a Saturn. Nowadays it is generally Saturn. Are you Saturn? Because he is elder, the one who came before me. In fact, Saturn will indicate all the elderly influences coming in my life. A brother who is not a father but still behaves as if he is the father of the house is an elder brother. Good definition of a brother. Is it? I mean, it's there. He is the elder. When dad is not there, he'll behave as if he's the dad of the house. Yeah. A Saturn replacing the moon, a sun. That is the conflict. See that? Okay, now I'll catch a few more significations. Building.
A2.
Everybody agrees? Mars? Anybody, any more Mars over here?
Mars.
Property, land?
Saturn.
Land is Saturn?
Mars.
Bhumi Karaka? Pardon?
Mars.
Bhumi Karaka?
Mars.
Griha Karaka? See, we have two clear words used for this. One is Bhumi. Bhumi is land.
Right.
Karaka. Bhumi Karaka is Mars because he is the Bhumi Putra. He is the child of the Mother Earth. So when we are talking of land, child means a portion, amsa, of the Mother Earth. Mother Earth is again a Martian concept. Why is Earth Mother a Martian concept? Everybody said yes. Pardon? Okay, I will do the Saptalokas. I will do that. I mean, it's not here, but I'll do the Saptalokas so that you become very clear. What are we? Why is Mars so important in this Earth? I will come to that. Okay. So the land, the whole land, Mother Earth, is ruled by Mars, and portions of this. Bhumi Putra means Bhumi is the Earth broken into small, small portions. A small plot drawn on the surface of the Earth is a child of the whole surface. A portion, a child of the whole surface. That is why Mars is Bhumi Putra. That's why his Bhumi, or that is land, Karaka, significator. But there is something called a Griha Karaka. Griha means the property, the built property. That's Ketu.